in a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
Tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. 101.9. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and thank you for joining Off the Beaten Path. Listen, if you've never listened to Off the Beaten Path before, you're in for a treat. Listen, if you are a regular listener, welcome, welcome. What we like to do here on this show, talk about what's going on here in Vancouver, what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on here in Canada, North America, the globe, just to keep you informed, you know, as you enter the holiday season. Listen, you're going to get into, you know, if you spend time with family, listen, you're going to get into a lot of spats. You're going to get into a lot of, you know, maybe disagreements. Maybe you're just, you know, you're at sitting at the table and you want to teach your little cousin, your niece and nephew. You're like, hey, listen, I know it all. And listen, this is the place where you can learn. So listen, I got a great show for you this week. It's the holiday season, so I was going to play some holiday music for you all, but I'm just going to end up playing a lot of music. I got so much good music this week. Also, so much, so many funny stories this week. So it's just so much. Like, I feel like the holiday season is just abundant of everything that you need. And so, you know, I'm going to bring it to you. Listen, but you know what? If you are in the spirit of giving, listen, do not wait until February to give to CITR. Listen, we do this every year. The fund drive comes on in February, but we know that 75% of money, actually it's higher. It's like 85% of money gifted during the entire year is gifted during the holiday season. And so listen, if you got a little bit of extra money because you've been a little stingy, you've been a little bit of Grinch-like, and you have some extra money in your pocket, listen, give it to CITR. CITR does great programming. Listen, we have some great people who come in here and give their voice for the community. Got some great students who come in here. Listen, everything is great about CITR. Put on some great programs, some great camps, and give some money to CITR. So if you want to do that, you can call in at 604-822-2487 or just go to CITR.ca and just find out where to donate. Other than that, listen, I got a great lineup for you. Got some great music, and you know, I'm not going to disappoint. Oh man. But today, like, have you ever had just like kind of a holiday season that really starts off so festive? I feel like today was such an interesting, it didn't start off interesting. Like, I've been, y'all don't know what I do for work, but what I do, but I do a lot of moderating focus groups, moderating a lot of interviews. And I would say the past few days I've had the driest interviews I've ever had. However, I'm learning a lot about myself, learning a lot about, cognitive testing. So I didn't know what that was before about 3 weeks ago, but now I'm an expert. Not an expert, but I like to spend my time, you know. And so anyways, I get done work, I'm on an improv team with some friends, and so go to improv practice. And so we show up at the improv practice, and there are people in our multi-purpose room. So, you know, we see the people, and obviously you ask them what they're doing. They say that they're making sandwiches for the housing vulnerable homeless population down in downtown Eastside. They're going to make sandwiches and then hand them out at night. So we say, hey, can we jump in and join? It's great. But it's one of those conversations where, like, I mean, like, I don't know if you've ever, listen, I'm not sure. This is me. And I'm a big judger, you know, I judge a lot. And I think I do it in a way that is respectful of people's humanity, but 100% I'm going to judge you, right? So, like, it is, I mean, it's part of my job. Like, you know, judging people by their shoes, judging people by their clothes, judging people by the music they listen to, judging people by, you know, what side of the street they walk on, judging people, you know, just kind of any type of human behavior, judging people what type of beer they drink, what type of beer they don't drink, what type of wine they order, what type of, you know, liquor, what type of whiskey they buy at the store. Anything that you could buy, anything, it says something about you. Anything that you can do says something about you. And so, you know, so we get to this, we start talking to these people and we're like, okay. You start to just pick up some things. And so we learn that, you know, this is a men's group, you know, a former AA group that gets together. And, you know, and they get together once a week and they talk, and then, They also, once a year, they get together and they, you know, they get some sandwiches. So we're like, you know, we're like talking, and I don't know if you know, but like improv people have their own particular vibe. You know, you can listen, if you say improv people, and if you have ever hung around some improv people, you kind of know what the vibe is, you know, that. And so, but you're like, interesting. How are these groups going to mix, you know, like that. So, you know, we mix pretty good, you know, start to chat it up. You know, you start to notice some of the things that people are wearing. So you start to see some Top G merchandise. I don't know if you all are familiar, but we've talked about Andrew Tate on here before. You see some Top G merchandise, then you hear like, oh, you guys improv, you do comedy. Oh, you know, I think that comedy, you should just be able to say whatever you want. And I'm like, you know what? I agree to an extent, you know, like that. And, but it was cool. It was cool. There was like some tension, but we were all there for the community. It felt very Hallmark Christmas card. Like, I was wondering, like, who's falling in love here and who's bringing their culture to who? You know what I mean? Like that. Like, I was like, maybe there's somebody for me. I mean, I don't know. You know, like that. But maybe somebody, you know, maybe, you know, you know, you never know. But anyways, no, nobody fell in love. But we, one of the people on our team, in a joking manner, was like, oh, you know, maybe after we're done, you know, helping out, maybe we can perform before we start our practice. And like, haha, you know, haha, like, haha, joke, all funny. And they were dead serious. When we finished helping them bring sandwiches to the car, they came back in the room and all grabbed seats. It was like 15 people. And we were like, oh shit, this is the holidays. You know, you have to do what you have to give back and keep like the circularity of the good vibes in motion. Even when you're like, you don't know who you're giving to or taking from or giving what to who, where, you know what I mean? Anyways, so we were able to, you know what I'm saying? We performed, we made a few of them perform with us, and it was just ended up being such a, you know, such a relieving and spontaneous kind of just relaxing moment, which is so different than how my day started, which was playing VR casino. Now I'm playing casino, VR casino on the PlayStation 5. Now I know what you're saying, Issa. You know, you said your day ended. You know, your day, I mean, my day's not over. I'm here with you guys. My day didn't end. It ended so, like, with, so, how do you say, wholesomely. And it started very degenerately. So, yeah, you never know. You know, like, today was just one of those days. It just felt like anything could happen. But in the middle, absolutely nothing could happen. Nothing good could happen. Anyways. You know, I hope that, you know, it was just one of those things, right? It reminds you that, one, you never really know who's doing what, who's trying to do their part. Because even in the, like, this is, I think, I mean, when I think of my judgment, and it's not all good. Like, this is not like a quality that I'm like, this is a great quality. Because sometimes my judgment, you know, I have to bring it back. And I have to stop myself from preventing me from kind of going too far. Because as we were bagging up these sandwiches and, you know, bagging up food for people, all I could think about was, why are we using plastic bags? And it caused me to think like, okay, are we actually providing a good? And then you just start to take yourself out of it, and you're like, no, this is a good thing. People passing out food, people are hungry. Anyways, listen, so much good stuff happening all over. Listen, if you can't give any money to CITR, listen, go find some place and give your time. Today was just like a reminder for me that, you know, I need to actively be continuing to give back to my community, because I do it in some ways. And so if you listen to the show a lot, you know, I coach the league football, and I do, you know, some small other things throughout the year, but nothing, you know, but not in nothing in a while. And so you forget, like, one, how the Christmas spirit is, like, definitely some selfish altruism within the kind of the environment. And I'm not sure if it's good or bad. Like, I don't know if it's good or bad, because I did feel good bagging up the food and giving it to someone else so that they could pass it out. Just knowing that I was a part of something like that, you know, was part of something like that, just made me feel good today. And I want to feel good like that more often. You know what I mean? Like, I spent a lot of time complaining, looking around, looking at shit, complaining, you know, talking about how things are too big for you to make an impact, and things are not too big for you to make an impact. I just think that we all should be more active and looking for opportunities to do that. And when we get back, listen, I'll be looking for opportunities to put a smile on your face, whether you are driving in, whether you are walking, whether you are listening to this, you know, while you're doing whatever you're doing, while you're trying to find a new station. Listen, just keep it here. I got some good music for you coming up. And stay tuned, because I got some funny and important stories that you should know, especially if you care about the kids' pool.
I'ma keep this feeling close to me, but I think I lost my mind. 11 months of the same routine, keeping up this facade of mine. I'm gonna buy you some roses, baby. So I can keep running in my mind. Is that too much? Too much? Said I love you, babe. Do you love you? Love you, love you, love you. Yeah. Real love is buying groceries for your family.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, East Arian. And listen, I got some news for you. So if you are a fan of, or you live in Kitsilano, or you're a fan of the Kids Pool, you live in Vancouver, and there's something you should know. Listen, there is some shit going on with the Parks Board. So listen, if you remember last year, or maybe 2 years ago, I can't remember how. Sometimes I feel like time moves so fast. I just say like last year is kind of means like between 2019 and now. That's what last year means to me. So last year, Ken Sim won the mayor of Vancouver. And so one of the things that he was running on was to centralize the park board underneath the city council's office. And so that's one of the things that he decided that he was going to do. And so in that, what that means, I was trying to learn about what this means, because like this is one of those things where I'm trying to understand, why do I care? And as I become more and more Canadian, like as in paperwork, not as in time here. I've been eight years here, so I feel like, you know, that's long enough. But yeah, in paperwork, like when I can start to vote in these things, these are things that I should know. Anyways, these are things that probably you should want to know if you're listening, because listen, me and you, if you listen to the show, listen, we're probably in the same boat, baby. We don't own shit, and we need to make sure that we are on the people who do own shit to make sure that they don't steal more shit from us. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things that we do have as non-owners, but residents and taxpayers, is we have parks. And so what you need to know is that right now, currently, the Vancouver Parks Board is unique in sense of there's a Department of Parks that's underneath the city, and then underneath the city, like the mayor's office, and then there's the Department of Parks that is independent parks board that's kind of outside of the regular government. It's still voted on and still elected positions, but outside. And so we're the only city in Canada that has kind of two. And so what Mayor Kenda wants to do is he wants to eliminate the independent parks board and only have the centralized parks board. And so what that does is it impacts kind of how parks get how rules go up in parks, how stuff gets fixed in parks, and kind of where that money comes from, how's that money used. And so one of the tools is that the mayor can do is kind of cut budget to the independent parks board, which then doesn't allow those people to do the work, which then makes their parks board look bad, which then the city can then the point at the parks board. And I'm sure, listen, if you want to call in and you want to explain it better to me, I'm sure there's some people who can do that a little bit better. But anyways, one of the things that they have to do is maintain the pools. And so there is a story about how the kids' pool is leaking 500 liters of water every minute. But you have to think about it. What does that actually mean? The kids' pool is the largest, one of the largest pools in North America, one of the largest pools in the world, also one of the largest saltwater pools in, like, forever. I don't know. But anyway, so that means like water comes in from the ocean and it can go in and out, and they use chlorine tablets like every other pool to make sure that there's no bacteria or anything in the pool. And however, there's like pipes underneath the pool that were damaged in the storm in 2020, and they haven't been repaired. And so they're estimating that there's about 500 liters of water that leaks. Now, I was reading that, and it says, but this is one of those things where the Parks Board, you know, is important because they do not have the budget to fix the pool, and also among other things. And so this is one of those things where it feels like, you know, they're trying to generate public interest into disseminating the Parks Board, and then also kind of slowly trying to grab up the land from us, you know, non-owners, us, you know, places where this public places. And the Parks Board, one of the most important things that the Independent Parks Board talks about is that they've never let any green space or any public land be usurped by developers to, you know, create more luxury homes here in Vancouver, more luxury apartments, more luxury single family homes and things like that. And so one of the things that they think, and one of the things that many people feel, is that Mayor Kim is trying to take the power away, centralize the power, and then over time start to relieve the public of some of those lands. So it's important that, you know, I mean, I can't tell you everything, and I'm not going to tell you everything. All I can say is that you need to continue to be vigilant, and we need to continue to watch out to see what the hell these people got going on. It's one of the things we can do. Additionally, what's going on here in Vancouver is that we got some sick people in Vancouver, some really sick people. So when I mean sick, I don't mean sick like cool. I mean sick like maybe we should give these people some help. There is a BC Swiftie that's in the top 0.05% of Spotify listeners for Taylor Swift. Now, I think that's crazy, right? And this is somebody who's in the top 0.5% of Krungbin listeners in the world, and who has been 3 years in a row. Now, I know. It's kind of hypocritical. However, I think that it is insane to listen to 30,826 minutes of Taylor Swift. Listen, I probably have listened to 26 minutes of Taylor Swift songs in my life. To listen to 30,826, to be 0.05 Taylor Swift fans worldwide, it's crazy. That's nearly 23 straight days of listening to Taylor Swift. Like, if you listened to Taylor Swift for 6 hours a day, do you know how many days? That would be 85 days of Taylor Swift, 6 hours a day. Anyways, insane. I did not know that was possible. But it's happened here in BC. Now, if we could just get people to listen to what's going on here in local Vancouver for 30,000 minutes in a year, maybe maybe we can make some changes. But until then, we'll just have to continue to wonder. I have a good way to end it. Anyways, before we go to our next musical break, listen, I got something to tell you. And this is something that you might want to remember because it's important. And it's one of those things that is cool. It's cool. And you might be able to impress somebody that you like. So tomorrow night, it's going to be one of the best meteor showers of the year. Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, you'll likely see some meteors going. There's supposed to be around 150 meteors per hour that you'll be able to see. So a meteor shower. Where you can see it is you need to go, the constellations will rise in the east sometimes after 7:30 local time, and it's best to look for meteors when the constellation is overhead. Viewers may be able to spot some earth grazers, bright, slow-moving meteors that move across the sky horizontally earlier in the evening. In order to get the most out of your viewing experience, find a dark site, preferably out of the city or town. If you can't get away, just find the darkest place that you can. Once you're outside, allow some time for your eyes to become adapted to the dark, preferably a half hour, and stay away from your phone. Don't light any fires, and if the clouds stay away this year, you'll probably be a good show because the moon will only be illuminated roughly 1%, and it's a new moon. And so it's probably one of the best times to watch a meteor shower. So if you have someone you've been trying to impress and they like rocks, you can take them outside and you can go show them to them. When we get back, listen, when we get back, there's no scams going on here in Vancouver, but there is a scam. And one of those scams is you'll have to learn from me. It's something that we talked about a few weeks ago. And if you're still eating melon, you're going to want to hear this news when we get back.
So come little baby, never wanna let me go. Come little baby, tell me what I wanna know. Love when they play a song on the radio. Love when we're so close and when we're dancing slow. We met in Brooklyn, I know you evil. Did I ever tell you my people from Barbados? Nasty boy, let me know when you wanna come test me, boy. Use a sly dog, baby, come fetch me, boy. Tell me what I wanna know. Tell me what I wanna know. No. Tell me what I wanna know. Tell me what I wanna know. No. Come, little baby. Tell me that you love me so. Come, little baby. Never wanna let me go. Come, little baby. Tell me what I wanna know. No.
Thank you.
back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. So, had a request from a listener to have a more of a sleepy story. Not sure if that's going to happen. However, there are now 5 dead in a major cantaloupe salmonella outbreak as Canadians' cases nearly double. So, listen, a few weeks ago, I tried to warn you people. Now, see, like, these people had, they didn't get the memo. What that means is you're not telling enough of your friends to listen to Off the Beaten Path. And not only are you not telling your friends, you're not telling your friends to tell their friends. And you're not telling your friends to tell their friends to tell their grandmas to listen to Off the Beaten Path. Because this is what we could have done to save some people. Listen, there is a significant issue with cantaloupe beyond the fact that it tastes like shit. There have been many public health outbreaks due to piss poor fruit and fruit trays. Over 129 people have been sick across the provinces, nearly double the number reported when it was initially reported during December 1st. Now, you know why it's been nearly double? Listen, this story is incomplete. You know what they don't talk about? They don't talk about holiday fruit trays and why you should stay away from them. Because it's not just the fact that there is salmonella in the melons. It's the fact that there are companies and old folks' homes and regular people who think that they should serve melon as something to eat. Now, they should know better. Like, I feel like melon is one of those, like, when they look at the consumer price index and try to understand inflation, one of the things that is keeping the price of fruit of the basket, so if you understand how the CPI is calculated, they do baskets of products. And I'm sure fruit is in one of those baskets, and one of those baskets contains melons. Now, melon, I'm sure, I've never looked at the price of melon. You know why? Because I have a soul and I'm not going to buy one. And I bet the price of melon has been fairly consistent because it sucks. The demand stays low and it helps to bring down the price of fruit trays of the things that you really like to eat, like strawberries, kiwis, grapes, pineapples. What else they put on fruit trays? Strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. All of those things that are delicious. But then, like, cantaloupe is like the air inside of a bag of chips. That's what it is. Cantaloupe as a fruit is the air inside a bag of chips. Listen, you could take that. You could put that on a gift card or a card, and listen, you could send that out. Anyways, so what do they do to keep the bag of chips cheap? They just add more air. That's exactly what they do to fruit trays, and that's why so many people are getting sick. This reporting is incomplete. CBC, if you're listening to this, you want to contact me. Who's this doctor? Who's this? They have some doctor on here talking about Dr. Isaac Bogok, an infectious disease specialist at Toronto General Hospital. The number of cases are diagnosed are really the tip of the iceberg. There are probably many, 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 many more cases of milder illnesses that never make it to clinical attention. Listen, this guy is a smart guy. He already knows, damn, we should probably stop the holiday fruit trays. But you know what he doesn't say? None of these people say end up stopping the fruit trays. Anyways, if you care about your friends, listen, first tell them to listen to Off the Beaten Path on Tuesdays from 10 to 11. And then tell them to stop eating cantaloupe. Listen, I'm just trying to do the Lord's work out here. And, you know, as it's holiday season, I'm just trying to do my part. So, you know who's not doing their part? the VPD, Vancouver Police Department, has pushed back the pilot to bring body cameras to the police. Now, listen, Vancouver Police, it's fuck the police all the time. So, like, that's like 100%. You know, Vancouver Police, it's very interesting because when people talk to me about kind of, you know, the things that I have dealt with as a black person here in Vancouver, you know, I mostly get like, the racism I get comes from regular people. You know what I mean? It doesn't come from the police. However, that doesn't mean that the police are not out here harassing, because listen, they are harassing. And if you're police, you should be wearing a body camera. Like, I feel like if you are a government employee and you carry a gun, you carry, you know, weaponry, if you have to wear a bulletproof vest, then you should also have to wear a body camera. I think it is entirely cowardly for the police officers to not wear them. Listen, my Uber driver has a camera for the front of his car, for the back of his car, and for inside of his car. Cab drivers, they got cameras for in the front of their cars, for the back of their cars, and for the inside of their car. Now, if Uber drivers, cab drivers have cameras, they keep them on all times. Why shouldn't a police officer have a camera? It doesn't make any sense. Bus drivers have cameras. There's a lot of people who serve the public every day that have cameras and who don't refuse to push back programs. I don't see why they do that. Anyways, you know, if you're a police officer, you listen to the show, you want to call in and you want to say why you don't, why you don't want to wear your body camera, you know, you're welcome to call in at 604-UBC-CITR, 604-822-2487. Listen, like I said, I got a lot of music for you guys. So I'm going to play something smooth because I'm feeling in a rather soft mood, and I kind of want to just vibe out for a little bit. You know, I got some good stories coming up. I got some stories about kind of the uselessness of some of these large government organizations. And then I also have some incredibly funny stories, particularly about learn about what the 2023 word of the year is. Let me get back. the back of the Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. So after learning that Riz is the 2023 Word of the Year, I had to, well, one, it took me so long to know what Riz was. Like, the kids on my football team use the word Riz. Like, you ain't got no Riz. You ain't got no Riz. And I'm like, motherfucker, you don't have any Riz. You know, like, you're like 11, you know? Anyways, what I learned was it's short for charisma. And then I was like, damn, that's kind of a cool word. Anyways, Riz, 2023 Word of the Year, Oxford Word of the Year. So I went down to, go look at, you know, what were the past words of the year and kind of trying to understand, like, where does this even come from? So the word of the year, words of the year, you know, abbreviated WOTY, which I don't think there's anybody who ever abbreviates this, was started in 1971. And where they kind of decided basically what word of the year was. Now it feels like a joke when you kind of read it backwards and you kind of are trying to understand what that year was, you know, and it's kind of crazy because you look at the past words of the year. So since like 1990, you're kind of looking at the words of the year and you're like, I can remember, but also you're like, that makes it, it makes something sound so dated. Like if you, think about, you know, obviously you probably could guess what the word of the year was in 1999 or in 2001 or, but did you remember that in 2003, the word of the year was metrosexual? And I, like, remember when that was, like, a GQ kind of thing, like, the metrosexual. Like, I don't even, like, I feel like when we think about, like, culture shifts or we think about, like, the culture, where we've come from and kind of, like, where we're going. Like, I feel like the metrosexual, the idea that, like, a man who cared about how he looked was a thing, like such a thing that it was in every magazine, such a thing that it was a word. I think we've talked about this on the show before, but the idea of like 2003, like the metrosexual, like I think like 90% of men are metrosexuals right now. Like I don't think that they're, no, I mean, not 90, because there's definitely some there's definitely some dudes that could care a little bit more. But anyways, but I feel like, you know, men who care about how they look, how they smell, how their hair looks, their skin looks, you know, paint their nails and things like that, way, way higher now than it was then. But, like, we had a word for it, which was metrosexual. Like, we were labeled, like, oh, that's a metrosexual over there. Like, and I feel like it was an insult back in 2003. Like, now, if somebody didn't call me a metrosexual, like, if somebody's like, you wouldn't have been a metrosexual back in 2003, I might be a little offended right now. Anyways, so crazy. In 2014, the word of the year was hashtag Black Lives Matter. And, like, you just think, like, I mean, last year, like I said, 3 years ago, 2020, you're like, oh, I thought that would have been the world, and, you know, word in 2020. But we all know what that word was. Yeah, it's just kind of nuts if you think, like, well, one, when I see Black Lives Matter and I'm just like, oh, yeah, 2014 is, you know, Michael Brown. And then kind of every year after that, there's, like, a very notable high profile black murder by the police. And it just kind of makes you kind of sick. Anyways, Riz, the year word of the year. But when you kind of look at Australia and their word of the years, you're like, damn, Australia is boring. Their word of the year this year is Matilda. And last year it was teal. In 2020, it was, 2021 is stroll out. And you're like, How far behind are these damn Australians? It's crazy. Anyways, one of the things that we're going to talk about here is that. So Amnesty International reports ongoing violations of human rights in the Wet'suwet'en territory here in British Columbia, as the group calls for a halt for the Coastal GasLink pipeline construction that they have been doing since I moved here in Vancouver, and absolutely way, way before that. And so when I think about, like, so one of those things is that, like, you know, you hear about the Amnesty Internationals of the world, the UN, you know, Rights Council, all of these big groups, you know what I mean? Like, the UN Rights Council declared that people of African descent have, in the United States, you know, declared a, like, humanitarian crisis the way the U.S. government treats black people. And nothing happens. Like, what is the point of these groups? Like, that's sometimes I think. I'm like, what is the point of the UN? And what is the point of the Amnesty International? But to just speak pretty loud. There's no repercussions for Canada, you know, for Amnesty International saying how poorly the Canadian government treats Wet'suwet'en people, you know, or other First Nations throughout Canada, or how the U.S. government, there's no UN that's going to come in. Like, you know, you hear it in, you know, the UN calls for ceasefire in Gaza and nothing happens. You're like, what is the point? What is the point? I don't know. Those things are quite frustrating to me. Anyways. And then when you think, like, there's some cartoonish racism that happens all over and is continuing to happen. And it has been so bad that I don't even want to talk about the woman that tried to burn down Martin Luther King's childhood home, which is on a National Historical Registry. I want to talk about the bathroom chef who says Barfly 777, who says he's going to, who tried to cook mashed potatoes and garlic shrimp in an airplane bathroom using batteries. Now, not like, do you understand how diabolical you have to be to try to use up an airplane bathroom? There's only two fucking bathrooms on the plane, and use one of them to cook garlic shrimp in the dirty ass sink using batteries for the internet. Man, people go too far. Listen, because I swear to God, if somebody sat next to me on the plane and started eating garlic shrimp that they cooked in the bathroom sink, I would put that person out of the plane myself. Like, I would go United Airlines on that person. It would be a wrap. That's it. That's all I got for you. Listen, if you see me this holiday season and you see me on the plane and you start cooking some garlic shrimp, listen, I got a knuckle sandwich for you. And that's it. We do this every Tuesday. Listen, I'm going to check you guys one more Tuesday, one more time before the holiday season. But thank you for joining. Thank you for joining Off the Beaten Path. Listen, I got a lot of good music for you next week. And I might have a special guest. I'm out.